This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, well. War Now 1-844 War Now 1. One more segment with Megan Barth, then we'll start taking some calls. 844-927-6691. Line up and we'll take your calls. 844-927-6691. All right. Also want to make note of the fact that Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. I can't tell you. See, if you guys don't spend all day, which I know you don't, because you can't, all day long surfing the Internet to find out what the hottest news is, there are, and this is my living, so this is what I do. So I find things. My job is to then translated to you, and I've found 100 articles in the last month that say that governments all over the world are collecting gold at the highest level in years and years and years because they know that there's a massive problem that could fall on us at any moment. And there's 100 things. It could be a debt crisis. It could be a World War III. It could be just a war in the Middle East that doesn't lead to World War III but still hurts the oil supply. It could be some sort of a what do they call them, those bombs, those electric magnetic pulse bombs that explode over the Internet? EMP bombs, electric magnetic pulse, and they knock out communications. It could be just a massive earthquake because the Ring of Fire is on fire in the Western Hemisphere, and therefore California has major problems, long overdue for the big one, long overdue. And so you need gold. Gold is your protection. It's an insurance policy against disaster, tragedy, bad things happening. So give them a call. First get that American Silver Eagle coin free. It's big, it's beautiful, it's bold, it's brassy. 800-780-9000. It's a really substantial coin. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They've been in business 30 years, and their number one product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970. Amazing track record. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. All right, we revisit Megan Barth in studio. Hey, Megan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Other than the fact that the whole world's out to get conservatives, other than that, you're good?
Yeah, well, we're safe and frozen in here.
Safe for the moment, but who knows how long we're safe. I mean, they're coming after everybody. They're coming after everybody.
Like I said, they are criminalizing a political position.
Well, they're making a big mistake, because here's an example of why they're making a big mistake. You just said that you guys, tell us your website. That
MeEqualizer.com, ReaganBabe.com.
MeEqualizer.com came to the rescue of Laura Ingraham. And she's back on the air, and I just read today that her viewership is up by 20%.
Right.
So they failed, but they did succeed in almost causing her sponsors to go away. Almost.
Well, and her sponsors are still leaving, but Ace Hardware did come back. And so, you know, the activists that we have within Media Equalizer, and it's so very important, doesn't sound a lot, but we are competing against Media Matters for America, which has a $15 million budget, and all they do is listen to you and watch Fox News and try to attack conservative news websites and pundits. That's their sole job. I go on their page every day. I watch their Twitter feed every day, and now I'm getting followed by some of those people, which I love. Hi. And so, that they said the last time they took money from George Soros was 2010. That's a bunch of lies. He just spreads his money out through 183 different 501c3s and c4s. So George Soros may not have wrote you a check, but I'm sure that the Tides Foundation, the Open Societies Foundation, and all the other foundations, which we're going to expose very quickly here.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, my point was that if advertisers have left Laura Ingraham, but her viewership is up by 20%. It proves that we need to fight back because there's 63 million Trump voters, and all of you are disregarding us and disrespecting us and dishonoring us. You're not understanding that if you leave shows like Laura Ingraham or Wayne Root or Sean Hannity or anybody else, if you leave us, guess what? We have to take retribution against you. Right. You think that the only repercussions are that if you stay with Laura Ingraham, you'll lose customers? What if you find out when you lose Laura Ingraham, when you drop Laura, you lose twice as many customers? That's what's got to happen, because otherwise, and I don't want any of this, this is mutually assured destruction. This is idiotic. No one has figured out, and David Hogg hasn't figured out, no one has figured out that if you go against Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham or Wayne Root or anybody else, then we're all going to go after Rachel Maddow. We're going to go after all the people on MSNBC and all the people on CNN and put them out of business. It's mutually assured destruction. You don't want to do any of that, because guess what? I'm on conservative talk radio. I'm allowed to have a conservative opinion. And the people who buy me are allowed to go after my conservative viewers and listeners. And guess what? Rachel Maddow has a right to have a liberal opinion. I've never tried to shut Rachel Maddow down. And the people advertising her have a right to advertise to people who have a liberal opinion. Well, this is just plain wrong.
Well, what was interesting is especially Brian Stetler with the attack on Sean Hannity. But, you know, they're screaming about ethics and journalism, which is a complete joke. Well, did they want ethics and transparency when the tax cheat Reverend Al, who now is a pundit for MSNBC, visited the White House, 36 times or 59 times, something like that. We're well into the double digits. He was actually working with Obama quite exclusively, as Giuliani said, to create the anti-cop sentiment, like most community organizers do, and using the platform of MSNBC to spread the filth. And so it's just a joke. It's a double standard, but until we force
right.
The liberal progressives to live by the same standards they are setting for us, we will continue to lose these battles. What's interesting, though, is when you look at the progressive interpretation of the law, the weaponization of the law, by which now they have a judiciary on their side, where attorney-client privilege and communications just simply are open to the public for discussion. Can't wait to start seeing the leaks to the New York Times from all the discovery that they managed to get away with. Now we have a weaponized law. Well, what if we were to use that law in their interpretation against them? See,
right.
That's what they don't seem to understand,
right.
Is that when you're pointing a finger, there's a few pointing back at you. And we are equally armed if we play according to the rules that they set. But like I said, we do not have a DOJ that's protecting the Constitution, and certainly not this president.
By the way, Harvard Law School professor Emeritus, how do you pronounce that? Emeritus?
E-S-A-E.
He's like an honorary professor, Alan Dershowitz,
right.
Who almost everyone agrees is the most brilliant legal mind in America, told Breitbart News on Monday night that Attorney General Jeff Sessions should withdraw his recusal from the Department of Justice investigation into Trump associates, at least as far as it concerns President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. He said, sometimes you should unrecuse yourself, and I think Attorney General Sessions should unrecuse himself when it comes to the New York investigation, because it's not part of the Russia investigation.
That's why I keep saying.
Right.
That's what I keep saying. There is no reason why Jeff Sessions has sat on the sidelines specifically since the offices were raided. If the minute those offices were raided, he should have come in. The minute. Because that was the minute that attorney-client privilege was destroyed.
But you're saying there's no reason, and I'm saying no, there's no legitimate reason. There is a reason of Jeff Sessions being blackmailed. There's a reason of Jeff Sessions being compromised. There's no real obvious reason other than that.
Well, right. I mean, we can suppose all we want. We can guess all we want. But something is wrong. Something is vitally wrong. I mean, he might be being black. I'd have no idea.
Right. None of us know.
Right now, there is no guard. There is no guard of the Constitution. There is no legal defense right now of the Constitution.
Right.
There is no one protecting it. And it's being shredded. And the outrage that we have not seen about, you know, these people on the left, sure, oh, what's attorney-client privilege? Well, I'll tell you what attorney-client privilege is. It was giving immunity to Cheryl Mills. Cheryl Mills actually acted as Hillary Clinton's attorney during the FBI interview. What a joke that was. If that's the case, then, if I were Jeff Sessions, I'd start the raids on Hillary Clinton's compound and all of her lawyers' homes and offices. I mean, this is how we have to play their game.
Agreed. Agreed 100%. I'm the guy who went to Regnery and tried to promote that book called The Conservative Revengelist, that if any company disrespects us, then we have to boycott their products. But even I never dared say, let's go boycott Rachel Maddow. See, in other words, I'm saying Rachel Maddow has a right to be a liberal on the air. That's her right to, in America, to have views. It's called free speech. I don't want to go after conservative hosts or liberal hosts.
You're fighting fascists, Swain.
Yeah. Yeah, what I wanted to do was just any company that's dumb enough to take one side only
right.
and fight conservatives and disrespect Trump, that company should hear from conservatives, we're not buying from you anymore.
Well, who needs to hear from conservatives are the Democrats this November. Because honestly, we cannot be complacent. We are fighting a much bigger enemy than just the Democrat Party.
Complacent. I don't, if you ask any expert in Washington, we're about to have a blue wave and lose everything. Now, I don't agree with that. I'm just saying, if you listen to the media, if you listen to Paul Ryan...
Well, yeah, and Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president if we listen to those same people.
Right, so I don't believe that we're going to lose the House. I think we're going to retain the House. And if we were going to lose the House, then Trump would be in terrible shape in his opinion polls. Instead, he's at 51% at Rasmussen. So I don't believe we're going to lose the House. But I'm just telling you, forget about complacent. Of course we can't afford to be complacent, because most experts think we're about to get creamed.
Yeah, I don't care what the experts think, but what my point is that instead of just voting for the person, you are honestly voting to protect the Constitution this November. And every single voter, 63 million and more, need to get out and get on the right side, not the Marxist side.
All right, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. We get back, we'll take your calls, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1, that's 844-927-6691. Taking calls, we get back, and then we've got James Hurston coming in, and then Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. War Now.
Unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, War Now. On USA Radio Network, Blue Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Blue Blocker sunglasses, how good are Blue Blockers? First America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. How about that for a product on a radio station? 20 million have been sold. When you think about confidence and credibility, I mean, lots of products are good things, but they're new, and, you know, you can't brag about 20 million sold. 20 million pairs of Blue Blockers have been sold. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. They provide the best eye protection you can own, blocking 100% of UVA, UVB, and that deadly blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you could own. You can hit the lens with a hammer. The lens won't shatter. And here's the deal. It's only $29.95 for one pair and $39.95 for two pairs, plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carry case, neck strap. Get two of them. It's $20 a piece, plus postage. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can churn them within 90 days for a full refund. Amazing offer. Go into any, I challenge you, go into any sunglass store at any of these malls and try and get a pair of sunglasses or two pairs for $20 each. It's impossible. And ones this good that protect your eyes this well? No way. Call toll-free, 800-722-7777, only for Wayne Root, 800-722-7777. This offer isn't on a single other radio station in the nation, 800-722-7777. 20 million pairs sold. Make sure you are 20,000,000,000,000,001. Make sure you get the next one from Joe Sugarman at Blue Blocker Sunglasses, 800-722-7777. All right, let's grab Khalid on line one. Khalid, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Doing good. How have you been?
Good. Khalid is our friend from California who is Muslim, but conservative, likes Donald Trump, good guy, calls him as he sees him, and we love to take some calls from him. So tell us what you think about what's happening in Syria, by the way.
Well, Wayne, you know, it came as a complete surprise. I mean, as you know, about 2-3 weeks ago, President Trump announced that U.S. forces in Syria are going to be pulling out, and so did President Putin of Russia, saying that, you know, he's going to pull out Russian forces. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, we see a cruise missile strike happening in Syria on suspected chemical warehouses, you know, warehouses that store chemical weapons, because of the suspected chemical attack that happened last week in Ulfa. So it just came as a complete surprise, and I mean, we don't need to get dragged into another quagmire war in the Middle East, especially with Syria being in the middle of it all. So,
Yeah, but see, here's what I think. I think Trump, what's that famous thing, split the baby? Trump split the baby. It was impossible to do, and he did. He bombed Syria, but he's not getting us in a war, and there are no ground troops. It's just Trump bombing chemical weapons plants and saying, you're punished for doing a bad thing. We're getting your chemical weapons. You can never do that again. And he's out. Boom. He's gone. He's not, you know, declaring war and sending in more U.S. troops. So I think liberals got burned by that, and conservatives who don't want another war got burned by that because they complained about it. And I held my fire. I just didn't say anything, really, because I don't want another war. But at the same time, obviously, I support my president. I wanted to see where it would go. And the end result is, where it went is, I think he split the baby. I think he said, let's bomb him, but let's not have a war. Why is that so terrible, Khalid?
Well, the thing is, Wayne, I mean, first and foremost, you already know this, I have family there. And so I don't need to worry about them. We did speak to them. My mom did speak to my family. They're doing okay. But they did see the missiles flying in the sky. And allegedly, I don't know if this is true or not, but allegedly my family told us that Syrian air defenses shot down about 71 out of 103 cruise missiles that were launched. So I can't confirm that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, but you're operating on news that, you know, you're getting from the other side. It's otherwise known as propaganda. It wasn't your family that told you. That was the Syrian news media that told them that. That was headlines all over the world. And the American media has proof on video that we hit every single target that we wanted to hit. So, you know, I think Trump did a pretty good job. He did not. Look, he said there's a red line. If you chemical weapon people and destroy people's lives, we're going to come in and bomb you. Obama said that, and then when they used chemical weapons, he did nothing. He proved he's a laughingstock, Obama. Trump proves that if you screw with America, we will screw back. That's good. That's a good thing. Now, I don't want a war in Syria. I agree with you. I don't want a war in Syria, but he didn't bomb your relatives. He bombed only chemical plants. Whether there was any tangential damage, I don't know, but he certainly aimed only at chemical plants. So, Khalid, I don't think, you know, I don't think it was a bad action. I think it was actually worked out pretty well. And now we're on to 10,000 other things. You know, it's not even in the headlines anymore. It's gone. It's like completely gone, because that proves they had nothing to get Trump on, or it would be the biggest news story in America. All right, we'll be right back. Khalid, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Our Muslim friend in California is a good guy and pretty right down the middle, pretty fair in his assessments. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. Arut, I'm not just a conservative talk show host, I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines jet apparently blew an engine at 30,000 feet and got hit by shrapnel that smashed a window and damaged the fuselage today, killing one passenger and injuring seven others. Marty Martinez was on the plane. He explains what happened.
All of a sudden, we heard an explosion. And then I come to find out that the engine exploded on the left side of the plane. But incredibly nerve-wracking experience to go through, to think that the messages and the comments I was leaving on that feed were the last thing that anyone was going to see of me.
That audio courtesy of WPVI in Philadelphia. Starbucks trying to tamp down a racially charged uproar over the arrest of two black men at one of its Philadelphia stores plans to close more than 8,000 U.S. stores for the next several hours in the next month to conduct racial bias training for nearly 175,000 workers. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
War Now on USA Radio Network. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I'm happy to inform you, if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. It starts at a... I'm on Liberty HealthShare. My children are on Liberty HealthShare. My family's on Liberty HealthShare. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. You saved me $18,000 last year, and you're saving me $18,000 this year. How do I come up with that number? It was $2,000 a month with Aetna, and now it's $449 a month with Liberty HealthShare. That's a savings of $18,000 a year. Pretty cool. $18,000 a year. This is the way healthcare should be, Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 855-585-4237. All right, we've got our guest, James Hurston, on the line. We had Bob. I wanted to speak to Bob, but we got James, and I can't keep James waiting. Bob is a former Secret Service agent who wants to comment about the FBI. Give me like 1 second to talk to Bob, and then I'll get right on with James. I promise you, James. But line one is Bob, our former Secret Service agent based here in Las Vegas, Nevada, who worked on 5 presidential details. Great guy. Just want to hear his thoughts on the FBI scandal. Bob, you on? Bob, are you there? We got you. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Wayne. How you doing?
Hey, good. So we're wondering your thoughts on the FBI. I want to get to my guest, James Hurston, so you got like 1 minute to sum it up for me. But your thoughts on this whole FBI and the DOJ and James Comey and Andrew McCabe and all the above.
Wayne, I'm going to tell you this. That as the guy in the church where Obama went to, the chickens are coming home to roost. For years and years and years, agents told me, even before I got on in the 70s, early 70s, from the 60s to 50s, that the FBI was so overrated, the top management, and it just goes to show you how they failed in Florida, and Comey, how he's coming out with this garbage. It's just disgusting. It is really disgusting. And they need a total, listen to what I'm saying now, a total cleaning of house. They need to get rid of the whole mentality of the FBI, the top management.
I'm with you.
Even
FBI
agents, even active FBI agents that I talk to are disgusted.
All right, Bob, we wanted to get your input, and I got to grab my guest, but
thank you.
For calling
thank
up,
you.
And I appreciate it. And you got some strong words, and they're necessary. They're justified. The FBI is a joke. They really are a joke. They've become the Keystone Cops and corrupt. That's a bad combination. All right, thank you, Bob. We got James Hurston on the line, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com, jameshurston.com, and he's here today to talk about some interesting Hollywood gossip. Hey, James, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So let's start with Laura Ingraham because... David Hogg, of course, tried to take her off the air with a boycott of advertisers, and she's back, and her ratings are through the roof, yes?
Yes, up 20%. And look, now cable hosts are calling David Hogg's representative saying, please attack me. Please boycott me, because he's a ratings machine. It's amazing. And NRA contributions are up. NRA membership is up. Gun sales are up. This guy is a one-man wrecking crew for the cause that he purports to represent. It's really amazing. But part of it is just people see through the fact that it's phony, and the media underestimates the basic American values that are in this country and how cohesive, really, support, for example, for the Second Amendment is. Support for the president is. They completely underestimate it. They continue to do so. They did it before the election, after the election, and now they're doing it leading up to the midterm.
Well, see, here's what I worry about, not to make this seem too wonderful. Yes, ratings are up for Laura Ingraham, but that doesn't mean that advertising revenues are up. I think he still hurt her and hurt Fox News because some advertisers ran away. Now, the good news is, hopefully, when they see that it didn't work and many advertisers stayed and that ratings are up by 20%, which is what matters in this business, ratings, they'll understand you could stay on Fox News, you could stay on Wayne Root's show, you could stay on Sean Hannity's show, and people are going to support these people, and they'll come back. That's my hope. But I think he hurt her as far as advertising dollars go, but he didn't hurt her as far as ratings. He helped her ratings. I get it, because he put the attention on Laura Ingraham, and therefore conservatives came to her defense, and she's doing better now, so maybe those advertisers will come back. I don't want to look at this with rose-colored glasses. I think he did some damage as far as dollars and cents short-term, but I think long-term she'll be just fine. That would be my sum-up of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think even medium-term she'll be all fine, because this is the rule when you're talking about broadcast and cable. If you've got the ratings, the advertisers will stand in line. So, yes, she lost some advertisers, and some of them won't come back, but new ones will come because advertisers want to be on the number one cable network in the country. And a good-rated show with Laura Ingraham. You know, David Brock and the Soros Media Matters machine has its sights focused on Sean Hannity. And they will fail with Sean Hannity because Sean Hannity's ratings are strong and there's no substance to their charges. Same thing with Laura Ingraham. And you and I know because we went through it and you made the prediction. It was different with Bill O'Reilly because Bill O'Reilly, the corporation had exposure, had legal exposure with him, had settled all these cases. It was a completely different matter.
Right. No, completely different. Look, Bill O'Reilly, you know, is just like Steve Wynn. I don't know if Steve Wynn's guilty or innocent. I don't know if Bill O'Reilly's guilty or innocent. But and the problem is you will never know. No one's ever going to know. But it looks guilty when you pay someone millions of dollars. So O'Reilly paid millions of dollars to people who claim sexual harassment or untoward advances or whatever word you want to use. And, of course, Steve Wynn paid out $7 million to one woman who claimed that he had sex with her and this happened and that happened or she got pregnant or whatever it was they claim. It looks bad when you pay out millions. Laura Ingraham didn't do anything to anybody. Sean Hannity, to my knowledge, didn't do anything to anybody. If they go after Tucker Carlson, he didn't do anything to anybody. It's just if you've done something wrong. Yes. And so Bill O'Reilly looked like he'd done something wrong. You're not going to get the other ones off the air if they've done nothing wrong. But could you hurt their advertisers? Short term, yes. Like you say, medium term, long term, no. Not if their ratings go up, more will fill in the pipeline. But short term, they can do that. I just think it's very short term thinking because they don't understand. We now have no choice. You want to do that to me, I got to point the cannon at you. So let's take out Rachel Maddow's advertisers. Let's listen to every word Rachel Maddow and all the other hosts at MSNBC say, and let's point out to their advertisers how extremely radical and un-American their words are, and that millions of conservatives are never going to buy from you again because you advertise on the shows of these crazy, radical, basically communist, socialist, Marxists. It's who can play at that game? If they're going to do this, I think it's a mistake. It's mutually assured destruction. It's kind of like, you know, Russia and the United States threatening each other with nuclear bombs. Nobody wins. I think it's silly. I think the left should stop David Hogg. I think the left should stop Media Matters because this is going to destroy everyone. Everyone has a right to be conservative talk and liberal talk, right?
Yeah, but they won't stop, and here's the reason. It's not because somebody did anything wrong. It's all about Trump today. And if you're someone associated with Trump, support Trump, talk objectively about Trump, Media Matters people will target you, establishment people will target you. It's part of the game. And the problem with the MSNBC hosts like Rachel Maddow, they're almost like a subsidized subsidiary. They consistently lose money. Their ratings, now MSNBC has come up a bit, but take CNN. CNN is a money loser. It is subsidized by the conglomerate for whatever reason we don't know, but they have all kinds of shows that have the tiniest possible rating, and they just keep them on. It's almost like PBS.
Well, here's a question for you, because you said Hannity will be fine, but I'm getting emails from my listeners right now telling me that Hannity is not on tonight. Ed Henry is in for Hannity tonight. That cannot be a mistake. That cannot be a coincidence. That cannot be a good sign. Just like Laura was off for a week after the whole David Hogg controversy and the advertisers started dropping off. All of a sudden, Hannity's off tonight. What could that possibly be about?
Well, it's possible that the management, especially the two sons of Murdoch that are running things behind the scenes, get more skittish when they start talking about journalistic ethics. But we know this is a completely empty, hypocritical charge when, in fact, you have virtually every personality that's on the broadcast media, that's in the cable media on the left, that they have a revolving door where they used to work for Democrats, they used to work for Obama, they used to work for Hillary or Bill Clinton. I mean, we just had this exclusive interview with James Comey conducted by the friendliest possible anchor, George Stephanopoulos, that everybody knows was a Clintonista operative for years and continues to be.
All right, we'll be right back. More with James Hurston. We got some Hollywood scoop for you. Chloe Kardashian, Harry Anderson of Night Court, Beyonce, Meek Mill, all of them. Interesting news coming up only from James Hurston right here at War Now. JamesHurston.com is the website. You can find all the latest news there. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, my website, RootForAmerica.com. Be right back at you. In Allyn Root, just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice. Capri. Oh, my gosh. Capri was marvelous.
The views. The cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello tours.
Oh, Pirello tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, oh, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free, once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirello's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Roof, War Now. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show, last segment of hour number two. What a great product if you have kids, Bullet Blocker. I'm on their website day and night for my kids. Want to give them the latest stuff to make sure they are safe. It's founded by a guy named Joe Kern. He'll be my interview in the Newsmax Hour in hour number three on national TV and radio here on USA. Joe Kern coming up, former Army Ranger, former deputy sheriff. And he invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. And now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. They look great. They're not heavy. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. If you have kids, you're crazy if you don't go to bulletblocker.com. That's bulletblocker.com. Enter code WAR and save 10% on your orders. All right. Latest news before we get to James Hurston is that Barbara Bush has died. Former First Lady died at 92 years old. One of the only two women to be both wife and mother of a U.S. president. Died on Tuesday at her home in Houston, Texas. The office of former President George H.W. Bush has verified 92 years old, born June 8, 1925, at Booth Memorial Hospital in Manhattan. Here's something I never knew about her. The daughter of a magazine publishing titan, Marvin Pierce. She was raised in the lap of luxury in Rye, New York, and then on Christmas vacation in 1941, she met the love of her life. She was 16 years old. Her name was Barbara Pierce at that point. Went to a dance and met the love of her life, George H.W. Bush, and they started a political dynasty together, had six children, and eventually raised the governor of Florida, Jeb, former presidential candidate, and the president of the United States, George W. An amazing story, and at various times was one of the most important women and one of the most beloved women in the entire United States and the entire world in every survey. Barbara Bush dead at 92 years old. All right, James Hurston, any memories of you with Barbara Bush? Anything at all you'd like to add to the equation?
I was at a rally for Ronald Reagan. I remember Barbara Bush being there when she was younger. The one thing I do recall is that Barbara Bush has been a public political wife ever since her husband was elected to Congress in the mid-60s. So you mentioned she was both the wife of a president, the mother of a president, the wife of a vice president, a first lady. It's amazing, amazing life that she's led. I have to say I'm glad, though, that the dynasty ended with W, because I'm glad that Donald Trump was able to defeat Jeb Bush in the primary. But God bless Barbara Bush, and she's taken a lot of flack her entire life for being right of center, as everyone right of center does.
Yeah, no, look, I'm no fan of the Bush dynasty, just like, you know, forget about no fan. I can't stand, as an example, Jimmy Carter. But we all know Jimmy Carter is, you're going to hear that he dies any day. You know, Jimmy Carter is 90-something years old, and you'll probably hear something about him this year or next year or maybe tomorrow. And you know what? I still would stand and salute, and I would, you know, shed a tear, because the United States president is the United States president, even if you don't like him, even if you hated his policies. I respect the office of the presidency, and therefore a first lady. Even if you don't like the Bush dynasty, you got to admit that she was a great lady, and she raised a great family. I may disagree with their politics sometimes. I think they were too establishment. I think they were too moderate. I don't think, you know, they were very big supporters of smaller government, which I am. They believed in bigger government. They believed in Big Brother, you know, with the CIA and all that, with the Bush family. But nonetheless, First Lady, just like I say, if the day comes where Jimmy Carter passes, I'll be the first one to salute and shed a tear and say, great man has just passed away. Anyone who makes it to president or first lady, doesn't matter if you agree with their politics or not, still is a great American and will go down in history as a legend. So Barbara Bush dead at 92. All right, moving on with several other points here that I think are important. By the way, another death. Night Court star Harry Anderson dies at age 65. Does anyone know, James Hurston, how he died or why he died?
I have not heard anything in terms of, you know, the only thing that the reports say is that there was no foul play. So we really don't know the cause of death. But people, you know, especially young people, don't realize what a big star he was. He appeared on Saturday Night Live. Of course, he's best known as playing the judge on Night Court. But his real profession was a magician. And he made a living on the street performing magic. And he toured the world as a kind of combination magic and comedy act, and did late night, appeared on Johnny Carson, had a nice run and a great career, and was always a sort of a gentle presence, I thought, particularly his character on Night Court. He also had a reoccurring character on the sitcom Cheers, because he was Harry the Hat, sort of a magician con man. But, you know, it's one of those things, it just shows how fleeting fame is. Because I bet if you go up to anybody, probably under 35, they have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I remember from Night Court, but so much more to talk about, never enough time. I wanted to talk about Meek Mill, Khloe Kardashian, Beyonce, all of that. We didn't get to any of it, but we'll have to pick it up right here again next Tuesday. With James Hurston. His website's jameshurston.com. James Hurston, HIRSEN.com. Ray Nalaroot, War Now. Thanks, James. Headed back to right at you with the Newsmax TV Hour. Going to get changed into a suit, and I'll be on national TV. We'll be right back. Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish. Right back at you on NewsmaxTV.com. Ray Nalaroot, War Now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.